Bitcoin ETF snapped two-month outflow streak with 172.4 made July inflow spot. Bitcoin exchange traded funds recorded $172.4 million in net inflows during July, ending two consecutive months of withdrawals, according to data shared by CoinMarketCap on August 3, 2026. The reversal follows June, when the same funds shed roughly $1.3 billion. The number is modest against the scale of the ETF complex, which holds tens of billions in Bitcoin. But direction matters more than magnitude here. Two straight months of red had fed a narrative that institutional allocators were quietly stepping back after the first half rally faded. July breaks that run. Price and flows are pointing in opposite directions. Money returning to the ETFs has not lifted the spot price. Bitcoin trades at $6,605 as of August 3, 2026, down 0.8% on the day and 4.1% over the past week. Ether sits at $1,842, off 6.3% for the week, and the broader majors are all lower over 7 days, except BNB. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 33, in fear territory. So the July inflow arrived during a stretch of falling prices and cautious sentiment, not a euphoric bid. That combination usually points to accumulation on weakness, rather than momentum chasing. Buyers adding exposure while the tape is soft, not because it is strong. A single monthly figure does not confirm a trend. July's $172.4 million is small enough that one or two large creation days could account for most of it, and August could just as easily flip back to outflows. Treat it as a stabilization signal, not a green light. June's $1.3 billion exit set a low bar. The context that makes July notable is how bad June looked. Roughly $1.3 billion left spot Bitcoin ETFs that month, one of the heavier outflow stretches since the products launched. Against that backdrop, a net positive July reads less like a surge and more like the bleeding stopping. Outflows of that size are rarely retail-driven. Redemptions in the hundreds of millions typically trace to institutional rebalancing, basis trade unwinds, or allocators trimming risk into macro uncertainty. The Federal Reserve has kept rates on hold, and Fed officials, including John Williams, have signaled they could raise again if inflation fails to cool, a stance that keeps pressure on risk assets. July's inflow suggests at least some of those sellers have stepped back in or stopped selling. Reading through to spending and self-custody ETF flows are a cleaner gauge of institutional appetite than exchange volume, since every dollar in or out is a deliberate allocation decision rather than trading churn. For anyone holding Bitcoin to spend rather than to park in a fund, the takeaway is narrower. A stabilizing institutional bid can put a softer floor under the price of the asset backing a card top-up, but it does nothing for week-to-week volatility. That volatility is the real cost for spenders. Loading a stablecoin balance sidesteps the swings that make BTC awkward at the point of sale, which is why most crypto cards convert to a stable unit before settlement. Holders who prefer to keep custody of their coins until the moment of purchase can look at cards that spend from your own wallet, avoiding the counterparty exposure that froze balances at failed custodians like FTX. An ETF share carries the opposite trade-off, convenience and regulatory wrapping in exchange for handing custody to the issuer. The signal to watch next one positive month does not undo two negative ones. The metric worth tracking is whether August confirms July's turn or reverts to outflows. Sustained inflows across two or more months, especially if they hold up while spot prices stay soft, would point to genuine reaccumulation. A quick snap back to redemptions would mark July as a pause in a longer drawdown rather than a bottom. For now, the data says institutional selling paused in July. It does not yet say demand has returned.